this morning, the word of God is about to come. Once again. All right. Operation, you are ready. Okay. You are going to. Let's see. The book of 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3. I will read two verses there. 1 John chapter 3. I read from verse 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us because it did not know Him. Beloved, now we are children of God. Beloved, now we are children of God. It has not yet appeared or revealed what we shall be, but we know that when is revealed, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. The theme of this message is what I titled, God is love. God is love. Let us pray. Father, I pray that You will bless every hearer of this word. Bless every man, bless every woman, bless every girl, bless every boy. Transform the life of Your people and let Your word do what no man can do in the life of Your people. That at the end of this message, all the glory shall be Yours. Well planned shame, everlasting confusion, with a never ending sorrow shall be the devil's portion. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
God is love. This message was just burning in my heart. God is love. Bible says that the whole world manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called the children of God. Now, let's go to that verse 10 of that 1 John chapter 3. In this, the children of God and the children of the devil are manifest. Whosoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor he who does not know his brother. For this is the message that you had from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of the wicked one, and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his works were evil, and his brother's righteous. Do not marvel, my brethren, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. He who does not love his brother abides in death. Whosoever hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. By this we know love, because he has laid down his life for us, and we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Verse 17. But whosoever has this world goods and see his brother in need and shut up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him? My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And by this we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our heart before him. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence towards God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is the commandment, that we should believe on the name of the Son Jesus Christ and love one another as he gave us commandment. We see some outworking of love here. The Bible says that when we should express our love, And let me tell you something, love is not love until it is expressed. If you say you love somebody, you must show that love. Because in the recent, love is invincible. Can you see love? But it is the workings of love that makes love to be real. You know what? When you say you love somebody, you must work it out. You must not just say, I love that person. You must express it, because love that is not expressed is not love. And the Bible says here that if you hate your brother, you abide in death. So each time you just begin to, each time you are hating someone, you are just abiding in death. So God is love. God is love. If you, let's see the book of and you know what he said, that if you have everything and your brother comes to you and he shuts your bowel of compassion, Bible says you don't have love. So we need to show love. We should not just mount love. We should not just allow love to be in our lips. It is rather unfortunate today that even believers, the love that they are having is a theoretical love, not practical love. Love is not theoretical, but it is what? It is practical. We should not just love in our mouth. We need to express love. You know what? If God loves us so much and He gave us His only begotten Son, then we need to also, I mean, and that begotten Son of God laid down His life for us, we need to also lay down our life for the brethren. Now, if God, I mean, God, okay, let's assume that God just loves us. I love these people. Bible says that why would I let someone cry that for us? I love them, but it doesn't send the person. It doesn't send the Lamb. It doesn't send Jesus Christ to die in our place. Then we are doomed for hell. But because of His law, He now expressed that law. Bible says that for God so loved the world that He gave. Love without corresponding action is not love. For God, so you know what? For God so loved, if you love someone, you have to give that, you know, you give that person something. Love that is without giving is not love. For God so loved the world that He gave. Is only the begotten Son, that whosoever believe on Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Love gives. And when we talk about giving, I'm not trying to talk about money. Money is one of one of the byproducts of giving, but it's not what I'm talking about. Love gives. It could be anything. It could be care. So now we are going to move very fast. Now, going to the book of 1 John again, chapter 4. You know, last week I had some encounter about this particular scripture, whether John, 1 John chapter 4. You know, let's go to 1 John chapter 4. Beloved, okay, beloved. You know, I will read some few verses, but I choose not to stress some verses of that particular scripture, you know, because that's what we are agreeing. But I will read it for clarity's sake. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. This, they are of the world, therefore they speak as of the world, and the world bears them, and the world hears them. We are of God. He who knows God hear us. He who is not of God does not hear us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Now, this is where I'm going. Verse 7, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not know God, for God is love. In this, the love of God was manifested towards us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Verse 10, in this is love. Not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. Verse 12. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us. Let me read it again. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and His love has been perfected in us. Verse 13. By this we know that we abide in Him, and He in us, because He has given us of His Spirit. Verse 14. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent the Son as Savior of the world. Whosoever confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God, and we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. Let me read up verse 16 again. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. Verse 17. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Verse 18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. Verse 20. If someone says, I love you, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? Praise the Lord. You know, as I was reading that, scriptures, as I was reading, you will discover one thing, that I was stressing some areas there. And as I was meditating on this scripture last week, God began to give me some revelations. I'm talking about fresh revelations. Yeah, which I will let you know. You know, if you are walking in love, that means you are walking in God. That's just it. If you are walking in love, you are walking in God. I think that was on Friday, I think July 9th. That was when the Spirit of God was giving me those revelation. Holy Spirit whispered into my ear and I heard something. I believe it's going to inspire you. Holy Spirit said, love is a supernatural force that cannot be overcome. Love is a supernatural force that cannot be overcome. So it means that when you are walking in love, you are walking in the realm of supernatural, and you cannot be overcome by anything. In fact, that is, it's a force that no power can overcome. You can't love someone and that person, will have power to harm you, because love will neutralize the power of evil. Why is it that God said that love one another? God doesn't say, well, when you see a witch, it's a witch. When you see a wizard, God said, love your neighbor, because no power can kill love. Do you get my message?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going somewhere this morning. Love is not theoretical, but it is practical. You know what? I want us to move from the realm of theory to the realm of practical. When you love someone, I want you to show love to that person. In the body of Christ today, we are where we are just because we refuse to practicalize love. I believe so much in practical Christianity. I believe that when you love someone, you must express your love to that person. You cannot just stomach love and say, I love you. You have to show it and express it. For God so loved the world that he came. God expresses his love towards mankind. Why are we not expressing our love to one another? He said that beloved, let us love one another. Because when you love someone, it means you are born of God and you know God. But if you don't love, you don't even know God in the first place. Now, let's go further. Love is not in the knowing, but it is in doing. Love is not only in the knowing, but it is in doing. We must move from the level of knowing to the level of doing. When we know the needful, let us do the needful. Don't let us just know, but let us also do. Hallelujah. So God wants to take us to that realm. Love is active, but not passive. Are you getting it? Love is active, it's not passive. Now, I want to tell you that everything you need is in love. Everything you need is in love. Don't forget I said the other time that that love is God. So, it's like saying, everything that you need is in God. So when you love, when you are walking in love, God will keep on meeting your need, because God is love. So everything you need is in love. When I say everything you need is in love, I mean everything you need is in God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, I was told that I said, love is God personified. When you talk about love, you are talking about the person of God. That is the nature of God. He has this nature of love. So, when you talk about love, in the real sense, you know what the people of the world are portraying to us as love is not love. Because love is in God. You cannot truly love except you are in God. Are you getting the message? Love, as it were, is God personified. Love is a person. And I wrote here that love should not be conserved or reserved, but should be used lavishly. Somebody wrote a side fact and said, Jesus, you love me so much, too much, excess love. You know what? You know what? It's a revelation. You know what? The love that God has for us, God doesn't conserve his love or reserve it. He pours his love, he lavishes that love. If God doesn't lavish your love towards someone like me, I would have been, I don't know where I would be today. I'm telling you the reality. Maybe right now, I would just be smoking marijuana. I'm telling you, it's the love of God. Maybe I'm not going to be alive now. Maybe I'll be the honey bar today. I'm telling you the reality. But God doesn't conserve or reserve his love, he pours his love as water upon me. Hallelujah. Bible says that the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So it is the Holy Spirit of God that allows, you know what? He bestows his love. Bible says that the love, the good, what manner of love? The Father. Hey, behold. What manner of love the Father has bestowed on us that we should be called the children of God. You are not a child of God. I was once No, that's all now. You are no longer a slave to sin. You are no longer a slave to sin. You are now a child of God. Before, you have been controlled by sin, but now you are being controlled by God. Hallelujah. I wrote that love is not, love is invisible, but its impact is visible. Love is invisible, but its impact is visible. And when you read the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 7, can somebody read Matthew chapter 22? Matthew 22, 30, I want you to, you are going to be snappy. Matthew 22, 37 to 40. Please make it snappy. Anybody, could be anybody, yes. Matthew 22, yes. 37 to 40.
Okay. Jesus said unto him,
yes.
Thou shalt love the Lord thy God.
Thou shalt love the Lord thy God. With all thy heart.
With all thy soul.
With all thy soul. And we thought that mine.
This is the first and great commandment.
This is the first and great commandment.
And the second is like unto it.
And the second is like unto it.
Thou shalt love thy neighbor.
Thy neighbor or your neighbor
as thyself.
As yourself.
On these two commandments.
On these two commandments.
And all the law and the
prophets. The whole law and the prophet is hung on one thing, and that is love. His hand on love. Love your God, love brethren. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Love is love. Whether the love, love God, then love the brethren. Listen to me. You cannot claim you love God when you don't love people around you. Are you getting me? Well, because listen to me, God, can anybody show me God? Somebody, please, I want to see God. But you know what? I can see money. I can feel care. When care for me, I can see it. When I'm thirsty, you give me water. That when I'm thirsty, when you give me water, my thirst will be assuaged. When I don't have clothes, you give me clothes. I'm naked. When I'm naked, you give me clothes. I will see warmth. Are you getting me? If I'm crazy, you come to visit me. That's what I will see. So love is invisible, but its impact is visible. Are you getting me? So we cannot. So I told us the other time. I told you that don't let love be in your lips. Be active. Be practicalize love. Praise the Lord. Practicalize love. Put love into practice. And he said something that scripture that we read the other time. First John chapter 4, verse 18. There is no fear. Can you see? If you are walking in fear, watch your love life. You are walking in a place, maybe I can be gone down. Then he said that, ye, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, because love is with me. Hallelujah. I thought that God is love personified. He will not allow any evil arrow to hit you. Why? Because it's always, that's why faith doesn't crash. You cannot crash. Because he loves you so much. You are too precious to him. He says 1 John 4, verse 18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Okay. I can interpret it already this way. There is no fear in God, but perfect God casts out fear. Don't forget, he said, God is love. Are you getting it? So, there is no fear in God, but perfect God cast out fear. There is no fear in love. No fear, but I told you that God is love. So when you are walking in love, you are walking in God. And you know what? Because God is a perfect God, He's not afraid of anything. Praise the Lord. When you are walking in the midst of evil men, no, they cannot harm you because God loves you so much. Because you are walking in love, you are walking in God. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. And he said something that touched my heart. He says, because fear involves torment. When you are afraid, you are being tormented. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. Can you see? If you are afraid, it means that you have not been made perfect in love. We love him because we love him because he first loved us. Hallelujah. I want to say that the essence to which you walk in love is the essence to which you are fearless. Let me repeat myself. The essence to which you walk in love is the essence to which you are fearless. If you are walking in love, you cannot be afraid of anything. See, if I love you, I cannot be afraid of you that I'm going to kill you. Even if you try to kill me, are you getting my message? That love that I have for you, you can rise that power. That's what Bible says, that there is no fear in love, but perfect love cast out fear. This wish will kill me. You know, this man will kill me. It's a wish, it's a wizard. You are afraid of that person. There is no fear in love, but perfect love. You know what? No, perfect love, it will be love for God or for man. But when you are walking in God, you are walking in God, and you will not be afraid, you are not going to be afraid of any evil. It's a deep revelation. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. So there is a need for us to be made perfect in love, so that we are not going to be afraid. Amen.
Amen.
We are not going to be afraid of the future. We are not going to be afraid of what is happening around us, because we love God. Perfect love. Your love for God is so powerful that you are not afraid. That is the realm that God wants us to be. Because perfect love casts out fear. Hallelujah. And let me tell you, we need to transmit this love. We are transmitter. We need to transmit this love to others. If you are not transmitting that love, too bad. We need to move from the realm, like I told you, us, like of knowing, to the level of doing. From the level or the realm of knowing to the realm or the level of doing. Let us practice love. Show love to somebody this week. Show love to somebody this week. For God so loved the world that He gave. Finally, can we quickly see the book of 1 Corinthians? Please, I want you to make sure that you marinate yourself in this scripture. I mean this a particular this scripture that I or every scripture that I read this morning. Please marinate yourself. You know what I mean by you know, when you marinate a meat, you soak that meat into some season, and when you bring it out, it will be so sweet. Are you getting it? So I want to marinate yourself, soak yourself deep into these scriptures, because they are life. I mean, Jesus said that the word I speak to you, they are spirit and they are what? They are life. So, let this word do marvelous things, let this word do great things in your life. Now, let's see the book of, okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Please, I want you to download this particular scripture into your spirit man. Download it into your spirit man. Don't let it escape. He says, God, I speak with tongues of men and of angels, but have not love. Manana nekana agagaga. But I don't have love. You know, he said that though I speak with the tongue of men and of angels. You know, some people are not speaking in the tongue of men. They are speaking in the tongue of angels, because when you hear that tongue, let me tell you, some men are not speaking, they are moved from the realm of speaking in the tongue of men and to the realm of speaking in the tongue of angels. You know, of us some men, the tongue that they speak, when they are speaking it, yes, this tongue is not the tongue of men, this is the tongue of angels. I'm telling you, when they are speaking it, the way you cannot understand, you are going to be vibrating wherever you are.
Wherever you
are. Oh! Though I speak with the tongue of men and of angels, but have not known, I have become sounding brass and a clanging cymbals. So with all those spiritual, gymnastics, you know, with all those spiritual acrobatics, Bible says that you don't have love. You are just you have become a sounding brass. And a clanging cymbals. And said further, verse 2, I know I have the gift of prophecy, and I understand all the mysteries of all and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, but have not known, I am nothing. If you can, if possible, when you go to the graveyard, you see a man or a woman has been beheaded, and you command a new end to come upon that man or that woman, and the man, the man came out alive of the woman. But Bible says that if you don't have love, you are nothing. Hey! So if you carry the presence of God so much and you don't have love, Bible says that you are nothing. Hey. And verse 3, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but I am not love, it profit me nothing. You may be a philanthropist, and but if you don't have love, Bible says that it will not profit you anything. Now, verse 4, love, this are the characteristics of love. Love suffers not, and it is kind. Love does not envy. Love doesn't envy. See, if I love you, I'm not going to envy you. If I love you, I'm not going to envy you. Bible says that when you are walking in love, it will be difficult for you to be envious of someone. Love, you know, it does not parade itself. It doesn't parade itself. Say, carry me. I want you to see. That will bless me. Look at my clothes. Look at the way I look. He said, okay. Love suffers not. Love is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It's not powerful. Love is not proud. If you are proud, you are not walking in love. That's why does not behave rudely. when you are ruled, when you are very good, when you are ruling, you are very good, you are not walking in law. It's not, it doesn't, nobody, it doesn't say, it doesn't behave rudely. Does not seek his own. In other words, love is not selfish. It's not self-seeking. It is not provoke. You can't provoke love. Who are you to provoke love? You can't provoke love.
That's why I said.
Yes, yes, yeah. You can't provoke love. And in other words, love is not offended. That is why when, because Jesus is not personified. When, as they are naming him, as they are, beating him, he said that, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing.
On the cross.
He's not provoked, he's not offended. May we not like him.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now, he's not provoked. You know, think no evil. Love doesn't think evil. Then, does not rejoice in iniquity. No, love doesn't do that. But rejoice in the truth. Verse 7. Bears all things, believes all things, hope all things, endures all things. Verse 8. Love never fails. Love, every other thing can fail, but love. Love never fails. But whether they are prophecy can fail. They will fail. Whether they are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. But we know in part and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. Verse 11. When I was a child, I spoke as a child and understood as a child. And though, let me read this again. When I was a child, I spoke as a child and understood as a child. I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. Verse 12. For we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then. I shall know just as I am known. And now abide faith, hope, love, this thing. But the greatest of this is love. Bible says, here abides what? Okay. And now abides faith, hope, love, faith, you know what? Faith, hope, and love are being juxtaposed here. But that this is that the greatest out of faith, hope, and love is love. Hallelujah. So it means that when you are walking in love, you are a great man and great man of God. A great man of God is not a man of faith.
Yes.
Are you getting me? It's not a man that works miracle. It's not a woman or a man that can prophesy. It's not a man that has the tongue of angels. But it's a man of love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I think Jesus Christ to be is the pattern son.
Yeah.
We need to is the best person we can pattern our life after. Because listen to me, I cannot love like him. I just have to tell you the truth. You cannot love like him. I'm telling you. No, you are saying that nobody loved like him. No, that man caught that revelation. How can you imagine they are beating you, humiliating you? And you have a power to call down fire and consume them. Yes, you don't do those things.
Like,
yes, and you are saying that, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. You know what? And listen to me, of late I began to pray some prayers about my life, that God, I need more love. I want you to fill me with love. You know what? And people that hurt me, I began to forgive them. I'm telling you reality. Some people, I'm talking about some of my friends, even in my adversity, that hurt me, I was releasing them. But I saw some of them, I hurt them in the physical, because they hurt me for a reason. Many of them, I show up to them. I do some certain things that they don't deserve. Bible says that why do I hear sinner? What Christ did? He died for us. He died for us. So, love for God. I don't know why God is this way this morning. You are going to do me a favor. You know what? If you cannot list them, but you know those people that hurt you. I know. If you are telling me that nobody has hurt you, then you are a liar. Some people have hurt you. I'm telling you this morning. But you are going to do some release this morning. And that release is that, Lord, I forgive these people. I don't even mind their words. I don't mind what they have done to me. You are here this morning. Maybe you are here this morning. Say, I will never be that person again. You need to forgive that person. This man is the one that killed my mother. I'm not going to forgive him. Please. I don't know why I'm talking this way. Forgive that person. Have you gone through unfair bargain? Somebody has hurt you. People are lying against you. People have humiliated you. It's time to forgive and forget. So that you can go higher. I've forgotten the particular country of the world. If you're a murderer, you know what they do in that country. The person you murder, they will tie that person with you. They will tie that person with your body. They will tie that person with you. So you are going to be that, they will tie you to begin to drag that person. You begin to walk. And you are going to be, you know, somebody that is there, so heavy. So, as you are walking everywhere, eventually, it is the weight of that particular dead man or that woman that will kill you. Because you are going to eventually die. Because as the body is festering, it will begin to be more heavier. Eventually, you will end up dying because the weight, if you get to a state that you will not be able to carry, you will eventually die. So, when you don't forgive, what you are doing is that you are tying a dead body on your own living body, and it's a question of time. You are going to fall down and die. When we talk about death, we are not talking the spiritual death, physical. You know, why is it that your business is not working the way it's supposed to work? That's the death. Why is it that even some just back when you get a lot of Christ? You know what? God will speak to you expressly. When you pray for the sick, why is it that you pray for the sick and sick and not getting recovered again? What's your life? Why is it that you have been praying for something and that thing doesn't come? It could be as a result, it might be as a result of unforgiveness. It is time to forgive. I want you to start to love it this morning. You know nothing about you. Is there anyone, whenever they are living in your heart, you hate that person? I don't want to hear that name again. See, anyone that his name or her name comes to your heart and you hate that person, you don't love that person, that means you have to forgive that person. I want you to begin to release them. And begin to, begin to ask that God, I forgive, I release. I release everyone that has called me. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, this morning we release the up with the Lord. We receive grace to forgive those who have hurt us in the past. Everyone that has hurt us, our friends, our loved ones, people that have at us. People that have misused us. People that have maltreated us. This morning we forgive.
Malabala, 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 malabala.